Do you want to listen to a story? But just me telling a story may not be that much fun. Listen to thousands of stories and powerful voices for just rupees 499 per month. Let your ears be your eyes.
As a special listener, you can enjoy 30 days of free listening by signing up through storytel.in/30days.
Hey, this is Katie Neal from Nash FM at 94.7. You're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, just head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
This is Katie Neal from New York's Nash FM 94.7, hanging out at Stage 17 with Kimberly, Karen, and Philip from Little Big Town. Guys, thanks so much for coming to see us.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, so you guys are in town. You're playing GMA tomorrow, so yes. You should have been in bed like two hours ago.
Yeah, we have a 3:30
a.m.
How hard is it to get your vocal cords warmed up that early in the morning? And like just to have that much energy at like 6:30. Yeah.
It's just not natural.
No. The only way to describe
it. Lots and lots of coffee.
It's like the opposite of what we normally, our normal hours of being in concert mode. So,
but when you wake up that early, though, you do get warmed up eventually.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And it's what's not to get excited about being in the park
and it's so much fun.
So much energy. So you kind of feed off that for sure.
Absolutely. So the new album, The Breaker, came out in February. We're loving that. I just want to talk to you guys about the first single, Better Man, which went number one. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So when Taylor wrote that song and she reached out to you guys and said that she just kept hearing you guys on that, like, did you guys get to listen to that song the first time all together, or was there like a group text of like, oh my gosh, we have to get this song?
It
got sent to me and I heard it and I immediately kind of sent it to them. I was like, guys, check this song out. And so we kind of listened at home individually, and then we were on tour with Luke Bryan, so we were kind of listening to lots of songs and what songs are going to work, what's going to make the record. But that one, we just couldn't stop listening to. It was just...
It's so great.
It hooked us.
Yeah, absolutely. So now I'm kind of wondering, after I said group text, like, what is the Little Big Town group text like? Is there, like, one of you, like, somebody that never responds to all the messages?
Well, on text, usually it's the emails that everybody doesn't respond to, but the text messages, everybody pretty much chimes in on the text messages, and then the emojis start going.
Oh, yeah.
Bitmojis start going.
Jimmy's the emoji king.
Yeah, he's the bitmoji king, and... I don't know. He never answers in real words.
You, you just kind of have to like make out the emoji story. So the new single, When Someone Stops Loving You. So the first time I listened to this, like there's a line in the chorus that like caught me so hard. And it's, when someone stops loving you, it doesn't make the evening news. Which I thought was so interesting because it's so spot on. Because when your heart is broken, it is like your whole world. But it means nothing to the world.
To anybody else. Yeah. The world just keeps on going. And I think that's my favorite line.
Is it?
Too. Yeah. I just love that lyric so much. And Jimmy's vocal is amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So I'm glad you like that one.
Yeah, I really do. So besides being like incredibly musically talented, having all these things going on, you guys always have really cool side projects, like your new wine. Kimberly has her cookbook. And like, as the bandmate with the cookbook, do you get guilted into being the one to cook all the time?
I love being the one to cook. I love to cook. If I'm home in my kitchen and I don't have to be at a show, I'm probably cooking.
Yeah, so it's not a big deal.
It's always fun, too. Like, if we're at home for a few days and we're getting on the bus to go on, like, a three-day run, she'll always bring something from home that she was either experimenting with or, oh, I just happened to make these brownies or... Your Slap Happy Bars are my favorite.
Yeah, ooh. I mean, it's endless. And then she doesn't eat it. But
yes,
the rest of us do.
Yes, I do.
She's a food pusher. She pushes on everybody else.
Yeah, she's a pusher.
Now every band is going to want, like, think somebody needs to get a cookbook now, because knowing
right.
that.
It comes in handy.
It's going to be a future requirement. And then, Karen, you have your fashion line, that is so cool. How much fun has it been for you designing all
the clothes? Oh, it's been amazing. That's what I was doing in the city yesterday. I was working on new stuff.
Oh, that's exciting. Have you guys thought about maybe like going down to Macy's and doing some secret shopping down there? I feel like that's a viral video waiting to happen.
If we can find a few minutes, Kimberly and I are like power shoppers.
It's hard to go shopping.
Professionals.
Expert shoppers.
I know. And it's so hard when you're here in the city to like not run. There's so many places. Because then you walk out of one, you're like, oh, I'll just go in one more and then one more.
Yep.
There's so many great places, even for guys.
Absolutely. He's like, Philip's like, I want to come shopping too.
He's got a good shopping game, this one.
Yeah, I can walk around, but you get tired walking around the city.
You won't even realize. My mom was actually here last week, and she's like, I wonder how far I've walked today. And I checked her phone. She walked 14 miles.
Whoa.
Just walking around shopping.
Wow. Like,
you totally don't realize it. So I bet if you check your phone
today.
Calorie
burner.
Yeah, exactly. So there's something I think is really interesting right now. In Nashville, it seems like everyone is either pregnant or expecting. And you guys all have kids. You've done the thing. You know, touring, recording an album, and you know, like, what kind of like advice do you have for some of the new artists who are getting ready to have kids go out on tour? Like, how do you balance your career and being a parent?
Wow,
hang on, hold on tight,
strap in.
We attempt that every day. I think, of course, that's true for them too. Our kids are our first priority, and so we will do everything to have them around and have them, you know, have a fun, normal life, and we move heaven and earth to be with them and try to make them happy. So, you know, I don't know.
We have a great team of people that help us coordinate that. And sometimes, like, when we're going through an airport or something, it's like,
it's utter chaos.
It's funny.
It takes a village.
It's like an organism moving through.
There's four children. So there's, you know, four backpacks and baby bags, and I mean, it's everything, every Lego you could ever dream up, and you know, it's just like stuff just exploding
everywhere. And they all get along pretty good too.
Oh, they get along great.
Or they fight like brothers and sisters.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they have their own band. They're gonna one day do great things.
Little Big Town.
They want to be on our stage so bad.
Yes,
we brought them.
Oh my gosh, you guys are opening
at the Ryman, and they completely just like went crazy at the Ryman.
Oh,
and
I'm sure.
They were like singing and dancing, and Elijah was dancing crazy.
He picked up some moves from Luke Bryan.
He did. That's what he said.
Shaking those hips.
Yeah. Yes.
Amazing. Well, the new album is out, The Breaker. If you don't have it, please get it. And thank you guys so much for coming up to see us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.